Hi, I'm Janet Shield Scott, and you're listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, entertainment, and fun celebrity secrets.
Hello, and welcome to each and every one of you. I'm your host, Janet Shield Scott. Today, we're going to start off with a positive quote from Facebook. Well, actually, a couple of positive quotes to get you started on a great day today or evening, whichever it may be for you while you're listening to this podcast. Anyway, they are from the Sun Gazing page on Facebook. The first one is, an arrow can only be shot by pulling it backward. When life is dragging you back with difficulties, it means it's going to launch you into something great. So just focus and keep aiming. And then another one from the Sun Gazer page on Facebook, givers have to learn to set limits because takers don't have any. All right, today we'll be having some fun with comedian Corey E. Bailey. Corey has been featured in the funny film Little Fockers alongside legendary actor Robert De Niro. He's also co-hosted a variety of entertainment benefits in the Chicago area. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to have some fun with comedian Corey E. Bailey. Stuart Reed Law Group takes care of all your legal needs. Affordable rates for business law, family law, real estate law, probate court, bankruptcy, wills and trust. Log on to StuartReedLaw.com or call 818-264-4888. That's 818-264-4888. Welcome back to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a Janet Shield Scott podcast. I'm Janet Shield Scott. So let's go to our guest who's on the phone, comedian Corey E. Bailey. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Janet.
And what are you doing?
Oh, why now I am basking in the afterglow of some wonderful sleep. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, okay. Well, say hello to the listeners.
Hello to all of the wonderful listeners of the podcast. I was listening to the encouraging words that you were reading, and you reminded me that I'm getting older, and I'm starting to say old man type stuff. I want everybody to know that a can of pop and a bottle of pop is two different ones.
Okay. Well, let's start off, first of all, by letting everybody know how you got started in the comedic area.
You know what's so funny? I just remember all my life, you know, being touched by God just by being funny. And as I got older and got to college, they were always saying, you're so funny, you should go to All Jokes Aside. You're so funny, you should try stand-up. And I just took their advice one day, and I went to All Jokes Aside on the Wednesday night for open mic, took my mother and my auntie, and got on stage and never turned back. As soon as I got off stage, for my very first time, I got a gig.
Oh, that's great.
Man, That's what I said. Thank you, Jesus.
No, that's right. Now, I also read that it's important for you to focus on clean comedy or kind of refer to as a Christian comedian. Tell us about that.
Uh-huh. Well, when I first started out, I was just like everybody else, saying everything and doing everything. But over my life, you know, God has a funny way of getting your attention.
Doesn't he, though?
Yeah, oh my God. And he ain't playing with it either. He's going all out. And what basically happened was, it got to a point where him and I had a conversation, believe it or not. And he just told me, Corey, you're representing me every time you get off stage. Would I say the things that you say when you're on stage? And I was like, Probably not, but it's funny. And he was like, but you gotta understand. He was like, but you have to understand what I have for you, where I'm sending you. You can't do and be like everybody else. And one of the things that he told me was I have to clean up my act. So I've been clean. Wow. I think I started in 97. I've been clean since 98.
Mm-hmm. When you say I've been clean since 98, it sounds like maybe some other type of addiction or something.
It is. It really isn't an addiction because the devil is busy.
Yes, he is.
And it is so funny because when you have a whole show of comics and everybody is cursing and you're the only one that's not, it's just really funny how people will understand. It's like they'll really navigate to you because they're like, you just rock the show up. You're just as funny. And I don't remember you saying one curse word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I point up because I'm like, I don't know how I did it because I wanted to cut the few of you mother fathers out.
And you know what?
Change all the cuss words.
You know what? Just going back to that God moment, they say that when you want to hear God laughing, tell him your plans. So.
He's still laughing at me, though. That's what my plan is.
Well, they say that a happy heart, because laughter is good medicine, so a happy heart is a healthy heart. In your opinion, how do you think we should achieve that?
Well, as I always say, you know, if it wasn't for God, that's number one, I wouldn't even be here. So the things that I've gone through and been through, he is truly amazing. So for me, I'm an optimist. Things are going to happen, true, but it's your mindset on how you allow those things that happen that may not be a positive thing to affect you in your daily walk in your life. I just choose to make sure that every day is a good day, even though I've had a bunch of bad days, but I can't dwell on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do. We have to learn how not to dwell on the bad. But what's the old school song? I've had some good days, you know, I've had some bad days, and I've, you know, you got to understand, all things work together.
Mm-hmm.
For the good of the Lord, according to his purpose. So I asked God a long time ago, I said, hey, God, what's your best thing? God said, Corey, what does all mean? And I was like, okay, here we go, because he treats me like I'm a medium, because I do him. He deals with me and pop-ups. So I basically said, well, God all encompasses everything. God came back and said, Corey, I am bigger than all.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that. I said, you know what? You just preach to me. That'd be $5. All money, here we go. Money gone.
Yeah, and then what I find sometimes is that you have to laugh to keep from crying at some situations.
Man, you know what, Jenna, it's funny you say that because I found myself, the older that I get, I cry more. And I used to be ashamed about my crying because I would cry when I in worship. I would cry just watching a commercial that touched me. And I came across a particular book. And in the book, it said that I will take every last one of your tears, and I will bottle them up, and I will use those tears to water your blessings. So at that point, I said, well, let me keep crying. Then. I've been crying a lot. That's a lot of blessings. Yeah,
I know that's right. Bring on the blessings, right?
Right. Right. Let me water these puppies.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any other steps that we can take to kind of laugh at ourselves a little bit and instead of crying or complaining?
Well, I heard something a long time ago, and when I heard it, it was like an epiphany of life for me. I don't know if I read it or if I heard it, but somebody said, if you take 6 months out of the year to mind your own business, and then take the other 6 months out of the year to see out of everybody else's business, you will probably have one of the greatest years of your life.
Hmm. That's good. I like that. That's good.
That's what I said. I was like, whoa, come on through, get you.
Well, let's tell us what's next for you, Corey. What do you have coming up?
my goodness, it is such a blessing. God is opening so many doors. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going for stuff that's bigger than me. I've reached out through video to Ellen DeGeneres. I'm looking to reach out to Steve Harvey, and I want to pitch a show to him for him to be executive producer that includes music. And when I say music, I'm talking about that old school music that we grew up on with live musicianship and vocality. I'm talking about some good old fashioned. Woo, that's my song. And then, of course, I'm still acting. I'm still taking scripts in.
And lyrics that we can sing and along with and not be ashamed.
Come on, Jan. You remember when the boy called you and he couldn't say nothing, so he would just say, "Baby, I got something you can listen to." Press play, and then he would let the song mat you down. Come on, back to the back of your down days.
Right, bring it on, bring it on.
So I'm really working on those two things right now. This year, I'm really asking God to just blow my mind. So that's what we're going for. And Chrissy in Houston, I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's the creator of the sitcom 227.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good friend of mine, and she recently wrote a few screenplays. And she basically told me to stay close. She's shopping those screenplays, and when those screenplays get picked up, I'm ready to leave Chicago. I need some temperature. I need warmth. My bones feel cold. Oh, my gas got cut off years ago. I need heat in my body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It does get pretty cold in the Windy City.
So I need to relocate. So anybody listening, come get your boy. I can go all places hot.
All right, yeah, because you're pretty hot right now, huh?
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm menopause.
Okay, well, tell me. And I like that piece that you did on the internet about, I think it was Facebook that you sent to me, where you were talking about you were coming out.
Yeah, you know, Janet, you know, there seems to be a lot of, acceptance all of a sudden of this alternative lifestyle. So I had to have a talk with God before I did that video because I didn't know how people were going to react about me coming out, about how I really am. So just know that I was authentic. I've been received by millions of people. My support is off the chain. And for people who are trying to figure out what we are talking about, all I'm going to tell them to do is go to YouTube and type in "a famous comedian comes out," and we will let the video explain you and I are talking about.
You're not going to give them a teaser.
You know what? I would love. The title itself, "A Famous Comedian Comes Out." That's all that they need.
Okay.
I need people to understand. They need to live the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Stop lying and hiding behind what you're not.
Okay.
Come out. Okay. Tell them who you are, what you're doing, why you're doing it, from where you come from, how long you've been doing it.
All right. Well, speaking of the Facebook, YouTube that you were talking about, go ahead and share with us your social handle so that we can stay connected.
You know what? I'm simple, and God deals with me in pop-ups. So when it comes to my social media, I want y'all to know that I have taken the same liberties as you guys. Everything is CoreyEBailey.com. So my name is CoreyEBailey. That's my website, CoreyEBailey.com. That's my Twitter handle, CoreyEBailey at Twitter. CoreyEBailey Facebook, CoreyEBailey Instagram. You name it, the brand is real, CoreyEBailey.
All right.
Oh, okay, Corey E. Bailey. Well, I don't guess I have to tell you to love, laugh, and live your life with style, but thank you for joining us here on JanetTheBeautyStyle.com, a Janet Shield Scott podcast.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me, Janet, and I just ask that you keep going, keep being successful, and God, darling girl, I just love your voice. Call me sometimes and say hi and hang up.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Take care. God bless.
All right.
You've been listening to JanetTheBeautyStyle.com, your beauty, entertainment, and lifestyle expert talk guide. I'm Janet Shield Scott, columnist, radio, and TV host. You can like me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube for more fun and informative, yes, and celebrity interviews. Log on to the website JanetFitBeautyStyle.com. Remember to love, laugh, and live your life with style.
As we end this, let's take a moment to relax. Take a deep breath, inhale, and exhale. Again, inhale and exhale. As you go throughout the day, stop and take a pause, chill and relax. Please keep in mind that all things which are impossible with man are possible with God.